AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Later today, President Trump is expected to sign the Laken-Riley Act into law as his administration's first piece of legislation. It mandates the detention and potential deportation of people in the country illegally who are accused of theft and violent crimes before they've actually been convicted. It's part of Trump's promised crackdown on illegal immigration. San Francisco is one of the cities pushing back on the administration's plans on immigration. April Verrett is a local union leader.
We are dead-ass committed to standing up against hate, against bigotry, against the chaos that is being sown across our country.
Confirmation hearings start today in the Senate for President Trump's pick for Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The AP's Amanda Seitz reports Kennedy faces opposition from Democrats and Republicans.
He said vaccines are not safe. His past support for abortion access has made conservatives uncomfortable. And farmers across the Midwest are nervous about his talk of banning corn syrup and pesticides from America's food supply. Now, the longtime Democrat is softening on some of his deep-seated beliefs to win approval. He can only lose 3 GOP votes if all Democrats oppose him.
A new survey from the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows only about 3 in 10 Americans approve of President Trump's nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is pulling the security protections and the clearance of retired Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley. He's ordered the Pentagon Inspector General to review Milley's actions while serving as the nation's top uniform officer to determine if a demotion is warranted. Milley has been a frequent critic of President Trump. The United Nations says Rwanda-backed rebels captured large parts of eastern Congo's largest city, Goma, including the airport. Frontier Airlines is attempting for a second time to merge with the now bankrupt Spirit Airlines. This is AP News. A doctor says at least 17 people have died in a stampede at the massive Maha Kumbh festival in India.
Many died after rushing to take a holy bath in the river. Police tried to manage the crowds as rescuers helped the injured. Distressed families lined up outside the hospital, inquiring about their relatives. In the chaos, one pilgrim, Jay Prakash, couldn't find his mother after the stampede. He told the AP, "I have no idea where my mother is. She was seriously injured. God knows if she's alive or not." The Maha Kumbh festival, held every 12 years, started on January the 13th. It's the world's largest religious gathering. A sprawling tent city was built for them, with 50,000 security personnel to maintain order and manage crowds. I'm Karen Shamas.
Harvey Weinstein is due in court in New York as the judge is set to decide when his rape and sexual assault retrial will start. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.